It's Wednesday, January 6th, 2022. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Nevada's rainy day fund is getting close to rebounding back to its pre-pandemic balance. KUNR's Caleb Radel has more.
Nearly 2 years ago, Nevada completely drained its $401 million rainy day fund in response to the pandemic's impacts on the economy. Now, the fund is back to 85% of its pre-pandemic balance, according to state officials. Recent transfers from the state general fund have boosted the state's rainy day fund to $340 million. That's the highest it's been during the pandemic. Officials say that a healthy rainy day fund helps protect the state's finances during emergencies. It can also lower the costs of borrowing during rising inflation and interest rates. Caleb Bradel, KUNR News.
The U.S. government plans to capture more wild horses on federal lands this year than ever before. The plan to round up more than 19,000 animals across 10 western states is drawing sharp criticism from Mustang advocates who hoped the Biden administration would curtail widespread gathers of thousands of horses. Critics say it's a continuation of a decades-old policy that favors ranchers who don't want horses competing with their cattle for limited forage on public rangeland. Three horse protection groups filed a lawsuit in Reno Friday challenging a roundup of 2,000 horses that's already underway in Nevada, about 80 miles east of the Utah line. A proposed California law would eliminate a personal belief exemption in school-based COVID-19 vaccination requirements. Democratic Senator Richard Pan recently introduced the Keep Schools Open and Safe Act. Pan is a pediatrician and says the law is needed to ensure that children are educated. The legislation would build on a 2015 law that eliminated the personal belief exemption for all other childhood vaccinations required for school children. Last week, a separate bill was introduced that would allow California children age 12 and up to be vaccinated without their parents' consent. A new report shows many western states have some of the largest solar energy economies in the U.S. Bert Johnson with the Mountain West News Bureau has the details.
Nevada leads the country based on the number of jobs in the solar industry compared to the state's economy. That's according to online research firm Stacker, which also ranks Utah, Arizona, Colorado, and New Mexico in the top 10. John Churay teaches energy policy at the University of Nevada, Reno. He says positive incentives like federal tax rebates are helping drive solar development, but the government could help even more by adopting negative incentives.
Number one negative incentive would be simply to put a carbon tax on emissions.
Churay says the region benefits from its sunny weather, but it also has lots of federal land where solar plants can be developed. The Nevada Division of Environmental Protection recently found the state was on track to miss its goal of net zero emissions by the year 2050. But Churay expects gains in solar energy and other renewables like geothermal to help turn things around in coming years. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Bert Johnson.
Nevada prisons are being hit hard by the pandemic, and it's causing staffing shortages across the state. According to the Nevada Appeal, the Nevada Department of Corrections has a staff vacancy rate of 23%. That's nearly double what it was pre-pandemic. Earlier this week, corrections officers told the Nevada Board of Prison Commissioners that the department must raise pay and benefits in order to keep their staff. So far, the board has not taken any action. And lastly, today, the family of a tourist who died in a Las Vegas jail has agreed to a $2.3 million settlement of a federal wrongful death case. The attorney for the relatives of Nicholas Farah said they agreed to drop their lawsuit against multiple entities, including the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. Farah died in 2019 after being strapped to a restraint chair in jail following his arrest on a trespassing charge. Those are your morning news headlines for this Wednesday, January 26th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.